Hello and welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin and I attended the 2017 Masters. I'm here with Dylan Shivery,
who was also in attendance with you. We went on the same trip together.
You also attended the 2017 Masters. Oh. That is our resume. What makes us? Those are our credentials.
You didn't go with Dave.
There's also another person here. Dan is out. He's back in Philly working the water with his waterman father.
But we have Dave here.
But we have a very special guest, one David Ruff.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on. It's actually not Dave. It's Sports Dave.
Oh, no.
We got Sports Dave.
Yeah. What's I didn't good, go to Dave? The Masters. I didn't get the invite. Maybe this year.
Sports Dave laughs a lot.
Please take me.
If you're not familiar with Dave, you should be. He's the host of Touching Base with Dylan.
Yes. Dylan and Will DeFreeze.
And Will DeFreeze.
We have fun on there.
You do a couple episodes a week. The show's about...
It's about nothing.
It's
about nothing.
Okay.
We really don't have much of a game plan, you know? We get in there, we call some audibles, we get to the line, we read the defense, but we podcast, that's for sure.
Okay. That's good to know. Subscribe to Touching Base on iTunes. Let's talk about the sports.
Well, first of all, leave us some reviews.
Oh,
rate
yeah.
Rate us 5 stars.
Be tight
reviews.
If you could do that. We'd really appreciate
that's
it.
That's how we grow, okay?
Here's what we want for Christmas. A review.
And it'll cost you nothing except 2 minutes of your time.
Use the goodness of your heart to write something positive about us for the love of God.
You
Please.
Can write whatever you want as
we
long
have
as you
families.
Give that 5-star review, though.
Yeah, you can write whatever you want. You
make
can
it
say
5 stars.
You can say stuff about me, about my piece, if you want.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about sports.
Do y'all get a lot of reviews about your pieces?
Nope. Hopefully
not until now.
And we've never actually asked for people to review about our pieces, but who knows what's going to happen.
Power rank the pieces.
Review my penis. Write a review.
This is not going to be good.
Hey, what shoes are those?
These are Jordan 1s.
Oh, Michael
Air
Jordan.
Those are the originals?
Oh, yeah, baby. They're the originals.
Those are pretty tight, man.
They are.
You keep them clean, too.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I take a lot of pride in my sneaker game. If you follow me on Snapchat, you get to see really entertaining photos of my feet every day.
Yeah, that's
right. Sneaker game on fleek.
Okay.
Hey, good news. There's no Thursday night NFL game this week. Yeah, how exciting is that?
Why is that?
I don't know, but at least there won't be anybody.
Oh, it's because we got Christmas Eve and Christmas Day games, right?
We have 2 Saturday games and 2 Monday night games. Or 2
Ooh.
Monday games.
Ooh,
that's exciting.
That's going to be
tasty.
We got Texans Steelers.
Oh, no.
We got boys Seahawks.
Oh, shit.
And that's all I got.
The boys are going to do it, Dave.
They're going to go 10-6, and they will miss the playoffs. I think
yeah,
that's,
they need,
I think
a lot
probably.
To happen. They need a lot to happen.
Yeah. The Lions aren't losing, and I don't think that Falcons are going to lose twice.
The Cowboys kind of strike me this year as that team. Like, I mean, yes, you could make the playoffs, but do you really want to?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we want to?
No, I mean, dude, yeah. Zeke, we're going to have Zeke back.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
they're
he comes
go
back.
In,
Never
they
mind.
They would be
He's
a
back.
Hot team, but their coach is Jason Garrett, the biggest asshole in the NFL,
okay,
in my hot opinion.
That's a bit of a stretch.
Asshole, I just don't like the guy.
Stretch his asshole. Why do you think he's the biggest asshole in the NFL?
I really get, here's the thing. I watch a lot of football, okay? I don't even like the sport. We've talked about this.
You hate football.
It's not fun. NFL football is not fun for me anymore.
No, it's not.
Because I watch a coach like Jason Garrett underperform year in, year out. Jerry doesn't have the balls to fire him. Garrett's the guy. And the thing is with Garrett is when one little thing goes wrong, like you lose Zeke for some games or what the year Romo went out and they didn't win a single game, they went like 0-8 with 2 different backup quarterbacks. It's embarrassing. The guy can't game plan for shit, and I just hate him. And they're gonna miss the playoffs this year because they couldn't win one. They went 3-3 without Zeke, but they blew so many games early on in the season, like a very winnable game at home with the Rams. I don't know. I just don't like the guy.
I do think as a coach you should be able to adjust to something like losing your starting running back or quarterback, and at least if you have a good team, which the Cowboys seem to have enough talent, that you should be able to hold your season together.
Well, losing a running back, I don't care how good you are, shouldn't derail your season because that's a running back.
That's true. And when the game when I think it was the Atlanta game when they were actually, I think they were winning for a time, and they lose Tyron Smith. So they bring in whoever the Chaz, I don't know if Chaz Green, whoever it was, the left tackle. And remember the dude got like six sacks? Like Dak was just constantly under pressure. They didn't game plan. They didn't bring anybody over. They could have ran some two tight end sets. I don't know. It's like they were completely unprepared for that.
It sounds like a lack of adjustments being made.
That's what I'm getting at here. I didn't realize I was going to talk this much sports today.
You got to make an adjustment, you know?
This podcast is about sports, Dave.
I know, but I didn't know I was doing this till like an hour ago.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's fair.
What does that have to do with this conversation? I thought it was going really well.
No, it is. I'm spitting out all this stuff, and it's just I'm shocked. It's like I'm blacking out.
I love it. That's the most sports insight we've had in weeks just now.
It chaps my ass.
Hashtag adjustments.
Going 10-6 and then like our draft pick's going to suck, and we're not going to even make the playoffs. It's just –
barely missing the playoffs is the worst.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, well, next year's going to be good. It's like, but it's not bad enough to kick Garrett out.
Here's a question. Who do you think the Texans will take with their top five draft pick? Oh, wait. Cleveland. Cleveland has that.
Dude, people laughed at Cleveland when they went after Brock, man. But it's the long play for them.
Everyone knows that it doesn't matter how many picks Cleveland gets. It doesn't matter how many moves they might make that look right. None of this is going to work out for them.
Their receiving core is outstanding. But they don't have a quarterback. And they're gonna botch it.
Why can't they find a quarterback? And why has it been like this for, I don't know, a couple decades?
40 years.
Why can't they find a quarterback?
Because they have a shit ownership and management. And they're trying to turn it around. And I respect that move. But come on, man. There's something along the way where this is ingrained in your culture of your franchise. And you can't run away from this.
I've got a theory.
You're the losers.
Cleveland, their ownership, their GM, they are da-da-da trash.
I love the combo of the trash and a hype horn.
Yeah, apparently on Touching Base this morning when we debuted the hype horn.
We had three versions of the trash today.
It was really loud, so apparently it's coming through very unfortunately.
I meant to tell you that, Dave. You zeroed out. You went too hard. You redlined it.
Sorry.
So if you're going to hit the trash horn, just move the microphone maybe 6 inches
I can
away.
Guarantee you this. That will be my last trash horn. I had to work it in here.
Dude, the trash horn. Yes.
It's not the last time you're doing it.
On this podcast.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
The people didn't tune in to hear trash horn.
Yeah, I mean, the state of NFL football in the great state of Texas isn't great. That was a sentence.
Is Deshaun going to be back for training camp?
We don't know yet.
We don't know, Dave.
At least he went down. Well, I don't fucking know.
We're insiders.
At least he went. Well, I don't know what the ETA is.
No, they don't know yet. Hopefully.
Is that what they call the ETA?
Estimated time of arrival.
Of anal. What's your ETA?
9 o'clock tonight.
Better than the Philly, though, man.
No.
Wentz is going to miss some of the season, right?
It's not better than Philly. Philly has Nick Foles and a competent coach. We have Bill O'Brien and Tom Savage, who needs to retire based on the seizure he had. We don't know what that was about still. We were just talking about that off the air.
He got electrocuted.
I think it was about many hits to the head.
He was shocked by electricity.
He had a seizure and popped up, and then he was playing 5 minutes later.
And then he wasn't. Nobody's heard anything. No updates. I don't know what's going on there. Whatever. Let's talk about college football.
The game last night was exciting.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know what's sad? I couldn't find anything to watch, so I watched the majority of that game.
Did you really?
Yeah, my life's pathetic.
Florida, Atlantic, and Akron?
That was a couple nights ago.
Oh, no.
SMU.
I'm talking about the Ponies.
SMU lost 51-10 to Louisiana Tech.
It was perhaps the worst half of football I've ever seen a team play at any level.
So Sonny Dykes was like just named head coach?
Uh-huh. And he stepped in to coach this game and got the shit
kicked
out.
He's like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't know any of you people, but let's do this.
He'd been with the team like 8 days or something. Chad Morris, went to Arkansas.
Is there not a precedent for this? Like, everybody knows, don't do this?
Yeah. I think they're like...
Because this has to be the new precedent, right?
I think the precedent has been sent.
This is it.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this before. Can you guys recall anything?
No. He knows no one on the sideline.
Okay,
right?
Well, let's. I'm sure he knows that, you know, he has to know some shit.
Surely he's shaken a few hands.
And, like, you know, read the roster and stuff. He, like, read the, you know.
But he doesn't know what he doesn't know the personnel. You know, he doesn't.
He's just slapping random He's guys like, in the back. Hey, get out there, you, kid.
28.
Hey, man, who's that old dude who just slapped my ass?
You're the tight end now.
Yeah, fuck it. We're down 30 points.
You look like a tight end.
Coach, I'm a grad assistant. No, you're not.
Now you're the quarterback, son.
Get in there, kid.
Yeah, so that was another.
Yeah, that was brutal. So they had like.
Here's your chance.
They had, two pick sixes in the first half, some fumbles. It was ugly. It was like 34, was it 34-7 first half? Something like that.
So SMU's not back.
No. In fact, any recruiting class they had put together, they're probably gone. They probably saw that and they're like, oh, no.
Yeah,
I want to go to Stephen F. Austin.
The
or something.
Really concerning thing there is what you just brought up. Recruiters or new recruits that have committed watching this game being like, nah, I don't want to be a part of this.
Man, the early signing period is like hot all of a sudden. Like 80% of classes sign on, like now, like Texas class, for example, signs before their actual bowl game. That might be a good thing for Texas.
Yeah, I think Mizzou's going to run them.
Can't you just walk after? Like, does it matter? Doesn't signing just mean, like, actual contract?
This is the binding letter of intent.
Ooh.
It's binding. Now, schools can let you out of it, but there's, like, a whole process, and it's annoying.
Yeah.
I've been bound before.
Yeah, you have.
I've seen that.
Bound to fall in love.
I saw you and you're bound.
Well, okay, what happened in this Florida Atlantic Akron game? 50-3?
That was a couple nights ago in Kiffin. They just stuck it in Akron.
Stuck it in?
Yeah, and that's when he went for two and they were up.
Oh, yeah, 38-3.
There's some bad blood there.
Kiffin got a 10-year extension?
Yep.
I didn't hear about this, which is odd.
He won't see the end of that 10 years there, but yeah, he got the extension.
You don't think he'll spend 10 years at FAU?
Is it
guaranteed money?
I don't.
Like
sure
Jimbo?
I don't believe it's totally guaranteed.
Oh, what a shame.
I'd be willing to give up everything I own if Lane Kiffin is still the coach of FAU in 2027. I'll just go on record saying that.
If Lane Kiffin is coaching FAU in 2027, I will remove one of my testicles and eat it.
You heard it here. Oh, God dang.
If you eat your testicle, does it just like go back into your ball sack?
Yeah, it just goes right back down. It knows where to go. It knows how to get to
only
its
if
home.
You swallow it whole, though. You can't chew it.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
It's like a horse pill.
Duh.
So that's not that bad of a deal.
Well, anyway, good for Kiffin. Tonight's game, the huge game that we've all been waiting for, is the Bad Boys Mo.
Bad Boys Mo. Is it Bad Boy or
Bad
Boy
Mowers Gasparilla Bowl?
Bad Boys Mowers.
Okay,
they need to lose that S.
That can't be right. That
Bad
can't
Boy
be right.
Mowers Gasparilla Bowl in St. Petersburg.
It's certainly not the game that's on there. It's Temple's not playing FA. Aren't they playing like South Florida?
Yeah, Florida Atlantic is.
Check that.
They already played.
And it's called Bad. It's not F-I-U, Bad Boys
Florida
Mowers. It's Bad Boy Mowers, Micah.
Micah, you fucking just fucked this whole thing up.
Bad Boys Mowers would be the worst fucking bowl name ever. This is the best bowl name ever. Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
Temple is playing FIU, and the line via my bookie, Temple minus 7.
I will never own a John Deere. I will only own Bad Boy Mowers.
I want to say something quickly.
Please
there
go.
Is there is an absurd thing taking place here. I don't know if you can hear it. But there's like construction going on in every building
in
our three
like
building
someone
complex.
Someone is in the ceiling with a circular saw.
This is what's bizarre about it, though. It sounds like it's in and around us in the room, and I don't know where it is. Is it right
it
above
is
us in the
quite
ceiling?
Strange. It's everywhere.
Like that's.
Oh my God.
Where is that?
I don't even think the mics can pick this up, but it's.
I wish they could almost because it's so absurd.
It is really loud.
Anyway, point is we're really sticking it out here, being grind boys.
It's hard to even explain because it's not just sound. You can actually feel it.
Yeah.
In your loins.
It's absurd.
There's like
in your loins?
It's like there's like SEAL Team 6 is about to bust through here and just light us up.
But they're not being very stealth at all.
No, they're not. They're like, well, these guys aren't strapped up.
They're blowing the raid.
They know that we can't bring, it's a gun-free zone. They're like, well, these guys aren't strapped. We can just take our time.
This is the equivalent of playing football in like a blinding snowstorm. We're doing right now, performing on these mics.
In a very hostile environment.
Yeah, on the road.
While being raided by SEAL Team 6.
Which is a lot happening, but...
It is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, let's make some picks on the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
Since I've seen neither of these teams play, I'm very comfortable picking Temple minus 7.
You know, I feel pretty good about Temple as well. FIU is not a real university.
Right, as
that
we discussed.
It doesn't exist. There are no students. Therefore, I have a hard time understanding how they could possibly field a squad to
Did
play
you know
football.
That, you know my litmus test. Unless I've met someone or have a friend who knows someone that they often talk about from said school, it's not a real school.
It doesn't exist.
Do you know which town Florida International is in?
Can I guess?
Sure.
I'll guess too, after you.
Is it in Baghdad, Florida?
That's not a city.
It's where Bubba Watson's from.
Baghdad?
Oh, yeah.
That's a real city?
That's a real town.
You fucking with my leg right now?
I would not pull
All
your
right,
leg.
I'm going to guess Fort Lauderdale.
I actually have no idea. I was just asking y'all.
Boca Raton?
I'm
going to
guess
in Boca Raton?
I think it might be actually in Miami.
No. Boca is right where FAU is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. FIU, Florida International University, is allegedly in Miami, Florida.
There it is.
Which,
if it exists, that's where it would be.
You know who our source could be here?
Dan?
Rick Ross could tell us.
Oh, yeah, he could too.
Yes, this does say Dade County, home of Rick Ross.
Yeah, he's big on, he'd know.
You know, Florida's a big swing state.
Trick Daddy, also.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Trick
Major
Daddy
player.
Knows.
Always crucial come election time.
Shout to Uncle Luke.
Tricky.
Kiffin has been bringing in Florida legends, including Luther Campbell. So shout out to him.
Trick load of kids.
He brought in Luther Campbell?
Does, yeah.
He brought in Uncle Luke.
Okay.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't either.
About.
I don't I'm just sitting here. Let's talk about Friday's bowl games. The first one is the Bahamas Bowl. It's UAB versus Ohio.
That's a great bowl. If you're a student athlete, that's
hell
what
yeah,
you want.
Dude.
That's what you want.
Going to the Bahamas?
They're down there swimming with dolphins and shit.
I believe this was formerly known as the Popeye's Bahamas Bowl.
Damn.
That's sad
but
that Popeye's
it isn't
had
this
to
year.
Renounce their sponsorship.
Damn. For those who are unaware, Dave and I happen to be the two biggest Popeye's fans that I'm aware of on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And Dave, I don't know if you know this, but they just built a Popeye's right next to my house. They're like finishing it up. It's going to be a game changer for me.
Man, so you've got Dan's Hamburgers. You got
yeah,
Whataburger's
right there.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there a Long John Silver's A&W hybrid?
There is. I've never stepped foot into that.
That is absolute shit. If you are there, your life is over.
If you eat in a hybrid Long John Silver's, what's the other thing? A&W.
Your life is over.
What the fuck happened to you? Somewhere along the way, you have to make serious mistakes to end up in that restaurant.
Fast food, seafood. There's something about it you should not partake in.
I've been in that restaurant.
Dude,
and,
why?
Come on.
I don't. My parents used to take us there. I don't know.
What?
Jesus.
I really
you would go in?
I really like Long John Silver's.
Yeah, no, everybody likes it.
It's like just my favorite absolute trash food. I haven't eaten in like 4 years, but I'd like to go there, maybe tonight. But I have a story. One time I was there, and former Texas A&M great and longtime NFL offensive lineman Eric Winston.
Eric Winston went to the U.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
Wasn't he on the Texans?
He was on the Texans.
Yes, he was a Texan.
He's
the president.
Midland Lee great.
Midland Lee. That's what I was looking for.
I saw him play against Westlake in the state championship game.
Exactly.
I got an Eric Winston story.
Well, I saw him one time, and he ate an entire family platter of fried fish inside of that said Long John Silver.
Wow, that's man shit right there.
He played, he was
kind of gross.
He's a large American.
He played Duncanville in the second round of the playoffs in like 2000 or 2001.
Cedric Benson.
He's on the SETI B team.
Yeah, played tight end
and
on that team.
And my buddy Brad at the time, who ended up playing at SMU, he got just absolutely rolled by him. Play in and play out. Just
oh God.
Got wrecked. Yes. Trying to block Winston.
Why so many people in this room have Eric Winston stories?
Oh, and then come.
I just saw the state championship. It was here in Austin. Cedric Benson. He was Cedric Benson's teammate. He's going to UT the next year. So I was like, I'm going to go see what it's all about. On the other team was Houston Street.
Wow.
Longtime MLB closer.
Yeah.
You remember, in high school you have like the big giant dude who they just stick on the basketball team?
Yeah.
It's just like. Well, that was also Eric Winston. So we had a playoff game in like 2002. We didn't play Midland Lee. They were the game before us. And we were like, holy shit, who is this giant white dude from Midland Lee? They're like, oh, that's Eric Winston. He was just out there at center. And he was doing the thing where you slap the floor. He would slap the floor every other possession. He was intense, man. The guy was an absolute monster.
I hated the floor slapper.
He was a tight end, and they bulked him up, probably why you saw him at Long John Silver's. and they put him at O-line, and he's had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I believe he was the president of the Players Association, too.
Yeah.
What, dude, isn't
Midland Lee Rebel.
The floor slapping is a big Duke thing, right?
Yeah.
Don't they do that there?
I think they do that a lot.
Everyone,
now.
Please call in with your Eric Winston stories. You want to hear
listen,
all of them.
We want to
I bet we could get him
other
on
player,
this
though.
Podcast.
We want to do an entire episode about Eric Winston, so please call in 866. What's our hotline number?
We don't know.
Go on the reviews and rate Eric Winston's piece.
Yeah. 800-392-6344 is our number. 800-392-6344. Please rate Eric Winston's piece in the reviews. Anyway, back to this. The Bahamas Bowl is in Nassau, right, which is where I went on my honeymoon. Isn't that a fun story?
That's the main island down there.
Where I went on my honeymoon with
Ronaldo.
Really?
Did you get to see a shuttle launch?
I thought you were on Paradise Island.
That's Nassau. You're thinking of...
You're on Paradise Island, you idiot.
That's in Nassau, you fuck.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, bruh.
No, it's not, you moron.
Yes, it is.
You know where I went for my honeymoon,
You
right?
land in Nassau.
Yeah, and then you drive to... Whatchamacallit?
It's the same piece of land, though. You don't ferry over anywhere.
But it's called Paradise Island.
They were the same thing. I've been like four times. It's very confusing.
You stupid son of a bitch.
All right,
I thought you went to Sandals, Jamaica.
Oh, that was Michael Scott in an episode of The Office.
It was all-inclusive.
Hey, don't sleep on sandals, man. It's tight.
Okay.
Well, I know.
I didn't even know they had a stadium there, but it's 15,000 seats. It's called Thomas Robinson Stadium, and it's on Christmas Eve.
Who's this Thomas Robinson character?
I went to high school with a guy named Thomas Robinson. I wonder if it's the same guy.
How fucking cool would it be if that was him?
That'd be
a
small world.
I heard Thomas Robinson knows a lot of Eric Winston stories.
Yeah, I bet he does, but he knows him very well.
Fucking Bahamas Bowl. This is definitely the one you want to go to.
Stadium is named after track and field star Thomas Robinson. Represented the Bahamas at several Olympics.
If I'm in the Bahamas, though, the last thing I want to do is go to a fucking football game. You feel me?
I probably wouldn't go, to be frank. I'd be at the casino.
I'll be at the beach, but, you know, to each their own.
Beach is close to the casino.
I'll be getting high on the beach.
If you have a bowl game in the Bahamas.
And swimming in that shark tank, too.
If you're in this bowl, you're probably not that great of a team, right?
Neither team's great. That's fair.
They should just do, like, some kind of beach sport tournament instead of the bowl game. Like
beach volleyball. Dude, I'd watch the hell out of that.
Or they just, like, throw vortexes and see who can throw it the furthest down the beach.
Hey, does UAB stand for University of Alabama, Birmingham?
It does.
Okay, it took me about 10 minutes to figure that out.
You could have just asked me, man.
This is absurd, what's happening.
It's as if there's a man standing in the middle of the room with a drill just pulling the trigger over and over, except he's not in the middle of the room. We can't see him, and it's just, I don't know what's happening.
And he's not drilling anything in particular. He's just pulling the trigger.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy in here. Another game tomorrow, or on Friday, is...
Dude.
Central Michigan versus Wyoming in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Shout out to Ross.
Hold on.
He found a photo of Eric Winston.
He's a mountain
and his wife.
We're looking at pictures of Eric Winston.
Are you gotta be fucking kidding me, man? What is happening with this noise? That's crazy. Eric Winston, he's a big man. Looks like a caveman there.
Are they about to do a controlled demolition of this building and we didn't get the memo? Because if that happened, there would not be anyone surprised.
They're strapping dynamite to all the support
I don't know about
beams.
You, but I'm ready to die.
Sweet release of death.
We've had a good run.
On Saturday, Texas Tech and South Florida play in the Birmingham Bowl.
I'm interested in that.
Okay. USF, Tech.
Yeah, you got Charlie Strong. You got Kingsbury.
Okay.
You guys know my Cliff take, right?
What's that?
I believe that he talks with a fake deep voice.
Which is what I've been accused of many times.
His is so much deeper than yours, too.
Man, that's like a double
insult
Cliff.
Now. Nice dude. Oh,
it's okay.
I don't know how much longer. I mean, look, he's going to be back next year in Lubbock. But next year, man, he might be on the hot seat.
Ooh.
Especially with that fake deep voice.
A lot of people think that winning the Texas game saved his Jay.
I bet it did.
Another year.
You call it his Jay.
Yeah, for a job.
Okay, now stuff's falling from the ceiling.
Okay, that's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What's happening?
Dude, no, this is nuts. I think we might legit be in danger
at this
point.
The thing from the sprinkler.
The sprinkler fell.
Tell me you don't think you're in danger. Fell. I'm a little concerned. I'm worried for our health.
If these sprinklers go off, I'll be upset, but it'll be hilarious.
I'll be out of here in 1 second flat.
I'll file for disability if that happens.
Because you get wet?
Because I got sprayed with water. Okay. SDSU, which stands for San Diego State University, is playing Army in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl.
Lockheed. Come not on. Lockheed.
Lockheed.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, is Lockheed Martin...
They make, like, the tightest shit in the military.
They make the dope helicopters.
The dope ass and, like...
We have a bowl sponsored by...
Yeah.
It's going down, folks. If this is the last time we ever record, we really appreciate you guys listening. The Dollar General Bowl in Mobile, Alabama is going to be Appalachian State versus Toledo.
Toledo.
Okay.
I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm just... I know. God, holy what? Shit. Oh, come on, man. What are you doing up there? On Sunday, Fresno State.
Dude, is the Dollar General Bowl the most defeating? Like, you know, you wait, you play a whole season, see how you ended up, and then it's the Dollar General Bowl, the dollar store.
You did it. You made it. I wonder what Dollar General Bowl.
What's the swag look like?
Their swag, I can't imagine what it's going
to
be.
Welcome to Mobile, it's
like picture,
Alabama.
It's like picture frames.
They got a
stuff.
Bunch of yo-yos and shit.
Here's an eraser. Here's an interesting looking eraser. Yeah. Fresno State and U of H are playing in the Hawaii Bowl. That's another good one. You want to go to Hawaii?
Major Applewhite, coach of U of H. Mike, you got any insight there?
My brother will be at the game. It should be a great time.
In Hawaii?
What about your brother's wife?
She will be there too. Well, they're not married. They don't believe in marriage.
Picture nah.
Whoa, hold up. They what?
They're not currently married. I probably shouldn't give out her Instagram here, but... if I did, let me just say she would pick up a substantial amount of followers.
Yes, she's not ugly.
She's not ugly, and she is not bashful on the social media.
Got some big-ass titties. What? Oh.
All right, should we toss it to break and, like, evacuate?
Dude!
Somebody's got to go up. Micah, you're the producer. You got to go up there.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, if we come back, we don't know if we will, we'll talk more sports.
What if I told you there was a podcast that not only has humor, but it also has a little bit of business?
I would be skeptical, but I'd be all in if it were true.
Sounds pretty rad.
Yeah, well, it exists. It's called Dudes Doing Business, and newsflash, we're all on that podcast. We talk about the ins and outs of corporate America. We talk about our own business here at Grandex. We also talk about relevant stuff in the news and finance and the law world, all that stuff. Nothing's off limits.
And Joe Rogan.
We all listen to Joe Rogan, too. So you might get some Joe Rogan takes as a bonus. Just search for Dudes Doing Business. Subscribe. Just give us a shot to earn your business. That's all we ask.
If you're looking for a way to support Backdoor Cover and also support yourself and improve your general quality of life, you can do so by going to manoutfitters.com and using the code UNDERBOY at checkout. That'll get you 15% off of any order of $150 or more and includes free shipping. Duh. So go to manoutfitters.com and shop. We got True Grit. We got some grayers. It's winter. It's cold right now. Probably be cold till like what, March? Depends on what part of the country you're in or world.
Sure. Yeah, geographically.
World. The climate change is different around the planet, and you need clothes to keep you warm. The polar ice caps are melting, David.
Yeah, I know, it's a real problem. You know, I saw something yesterday where the sun might be cooling at a rate faster than previously known.
What does that entail?
I don't know.
We all die. I think I know it means that.
This. Yeah. Well, I think it's probably going to die in like 500 million years.
So we'll be long
gone.
We
shouldn't be concerned about that. Then.
Statistics will show that we will have nothing to worry about.
Statistics.
Statistics also show you will save 15% if you use the code UNDERBOY on Man Outfitters. Statistics will also show if you don't use the code UNDERBOY, we will find you.
Oh, if I ever find you and I find out that you didn't do that, you got another thing coming.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Let's talk about some NFL games this weekend, some big-time NFL games, and some news. Aaron Rodgers shut down. So their, you know, playoff race is over for
them.
As
we predicted on Monday.
Yes.
So this bones the Cowboys, for the record, because the Packers still have to play Detroit, and for the Cowboys to have any chance, they have to win out. Ew. They need Detroit to lose a game.
Don't sleep on Brett Hundley, man.
I'm going to sleep on Brett Hundley.
Okay. That's
I think the Lions have Cincinnati. And then the Packers, yeah, you know,
yeah,
they're not gonna make it anyway. But
it's not hopeful, Dave.
No, it was still kind of crazy they brought him back. Honestly, A. Rodge, that is A. Aaron,
right?
A. What's that? What's the name of that show?
I don't know. I just always see it on Twitter.
Kip and Toy.
Is that Key and Peele?
Key and Peele.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, that's a good skit.
It's a fun skit.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
All right. Also, the Seahawks were fined $100K for violating the NFL's concussion protocol.
With who? Who did this? Who got a concussion?
I don't know.
Russell Wilson.
Who?
My least favorite player in the NFL,
Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Is he really?
I hate him.
Why?
I can't really explain it.
He's just one of those guys?
He's one of those guys that nothing about what he does sits well with me. And he's got two lazy eyes. It just creeps me out.
Wait a minute. Are you sure?
Yeah, man.
He 1,000% does not have two lazy eyes.
He's married to Sierra.
Look it up. She is fine.
Sierra.
You think he's...
Tagging it? I mean, it's his wife.
Well, you know. I'm just saying, do you think that she... Okay.
You think
she went from future to Russ.
You think she's a beard?
No. No, I'm saying he... I just wonder his ability to please a lady like that.
Oh, no.
You're talking about the size of his piece?
No, not even the size of his piece.
Well, they did do that. Oh, God. We left the entire break. There was no hammering. And as soon as we come back, you remember Russell Wilson and Sierra did the Born Again Virgin thing.
Sierra. Yes.
So she would not know.
Whose idea was that, his or hers?
Definitely his.
He was married before, though. It's so weird.
She obviously has a kid.
She married Future.
You know that their son's name is Future?
What's happening?
What the hell?
I just can't even wrap my head around how bizarre this is.
Did you know that
they're trying to capture this on Snap?
That's like a guy standing up there, jumping up and down, and laughing about our reaction. That's what that is.
I think what I'm going to do is just upload the YouTube video with the audio from the Mevo camera, so people can just hear what's actually happening.
Appreciate what's going on.
Well, the camera's going to be jolted. It's going to be bouncing around.
The Russell Wilson episode in question. Perhaps you saw this. This was from a December 9th game. He got hit on the chin. The referee said that he had to go off the field for a test. He like walked over to the bench, took his helmet off, came right back in the game, like circled around the tent and came back.
Did he intentionally avoided it most likely?
Yeah, like
as does
you know
every
how they
player.
Have the, they have the injury tent now. They pulled the injury tent down and then immediately opened it up and he ran back on the field.
Gotcha.
So they were fined $100K. This is absurd.
I would love to have a Grand X injury tent. Like, you just get roasted. You just go in there.
The roast tent?
They're just checking you out, make sure you're good.
You
like,
okay?
Dude, you took an L back there.
I feel like that tent is, like, used 90% for people to pee on the sidelines.
I wonder how many dudes have pooped in there. Because you know someone's pooped.
You think people would poop in a roast tent if that happens?
I would. I'd poop in there.
I can't.
Dude, it's like they're having a sack race up there.
I want to apologize to our listeners. This is not our fault. And I don't know if you can hear any of this, but you got to take my word for it. It is utter chaos.
Well, that's the
here.
Worst part. They can't.
We sound like a bunch of idiots.
So
reacting
they're just
to,
like,
to
dude,
nothing.
These guys need to chill.
God damn it. God fucking damn it.
Should we probably get through these lines?
What are the other games?
Buffalo at New England.
Ooh,
the line is
I could watch
on
that.
My bookie is -11.5.
These are Christmas Eve games?
England.
Sunday is Christmas Eve? Yeah, okay.
That's fun. Saints, Atlanta, Falcons. Saints are -6.
Are we picking? Are we just gonna run
no,
through?
We're not picking. Rams, Titans. The mybookie.ag line is Rams -7.
I'm interested in that game.
That I will watch.
Mariota, little Goff.
Seahawks, Cowboys, as we discussed. Cowboys favored by 5.
Well, we had them boys. So
wow.
Makes sense.
Wow, nothing better than a holiday letdown from the boys.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Dave.
Hope it goes as well as Thanksgiving did.
And there are two Christmas Day games on Monday.
Micah notes that they're both kind of trash.
Pittsburgh at Houston. Pittsburgh wins that by, what, 30?
Yeah.
And Oakland at Philly, which Philly should win handily.
Can you imagine if you're a Houston fan? I bet you know people like this. Early in the season, they were like, you know what? Let's go to that Christmas Day game. That'd be a great gift. So you buy tickets. You got Deshaun out there balling out. And then now you're looking at it. You're like,
you're trying to unload the tickets now?
Not going to make my money back on that.
You sell those tickets, though.
You take the L. You're taking the bath.
You take the financial L and take the bath.
You can't spend your Christmas. You can't celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's birthday.
No, you cannot.
Watching Texan Steelers.
No, you cannot. No. That being said, you're probably going to get a lot of extra cash this Christmas if you've got nice family members that love you. If you don't, well, we feel sorry for you. But if you do, go to mybookie.ag and use that money to make more money by betting on football games. There's going to be a lot of football games, and you're going to need something to do besides talk to your relatives.
Yeah.
So pay attention to these sports. Put some money on these lines.
You know what's sad? I'm going to be watching both of those trash Christmas Day games. I will too. Like, there's no doubt about it.
100% we'll be watching them. And I will be so unhappy, tweeting angrily. It's... Anyway, if you use the code backdoor on mybookie.ag, you get up to a 50% deposit bonus.
That's awesome.
It's called free money. You play, you win, you get paid. Visit mybookie.ag today. Throw some money down on these holiday games. In the NBA, the Rockets' streak came to an end last night.
I wanted to be the one to say that.
Against the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, y'all got balled.
No, we got beat by some other dude on their team whose name I can't remember, but he was...
Oh, Corey Brewer.
No. Well, he played well, too. But
he was trending.
Oh, his name is Kyle.
Yeah, something.
His name is not fit who he is, really.
He had an incredible
Kyle,
game.
Kyle Zumba or something.
We didn't play any defense.
Kyle Zumba.
His name is
1,000% not Kyle Zumba.
I think there's a Z in it.
Yeah, well, I just saw Corey Brewer trending, and I'm like, wait a minute. I forgot he was in the league still. Clicked it, and I saw that he was balling out.
Yeah, he's averaging like 3.5 points a game, and he scored like 30 or something.
Look, Bill, you can't win them all.
No, I'm aware of that. I mean, it's cool. Like, our whole team's injured now. The season's probably going down the crapper.
Yeah.
The Rockets?
Harden's still pretty good.
Yeah, we got like most of the team out tonight. Harden scored 51, and we lost.
He's not bad. He's not bad with the Rock.
Anyway. I saw somewhere that they were like, some tweet was like, Corey Brewer's really sticking. He's sticking it hard tonight, and I was like, okay, that's interesting. Then I looked at the stat line. I was like, oh, okay, if that's good defense on Harden, then excuse me, because he went off.
He stuck it to the Rockets as a whole because he shouldn't be scoring more than 5 points a game. But he's still Corey Brewer. He's still, you know, he's on the Lakers, man.
You want a fun fact about Corey Brewer?
Let's hear it.
He's got a ring.
With the Mavs, correct?
The Mavs.
Wow.
2011, 2012.
People forget
Dallas
that,
Mavericks.
But he was there.
He was there. He didn't play a lot in the finals, but he was there.
I got love for Corey Brewer. I don't have anything against that man.
I've always liked him. His style is spastic, but he will have one game where he's done this against the Mavericks when he was on the Rockets, where he will just hit three after three. He gets hot.
The season before we got him on the Rockets, he put up 50 against the Rockets when he was on the Timberwolves.
That's insane.
50.
Corey Brewer put up 50.
I will say what you just described him as, he's the most spastic player I've ever seen on an NBA court. He's so out of control offensively. He had to have committed more charges as a Houston Rocket than anyone in the history of the organization. He just full sprints down the court. He like attempts a Euro step once in a while that just results in him plowing over somebody.
He's the definition of out of control.
He's out of control. And typically you would think that'd be an easy thing to solve. Like people got to be... Like your coach is like, you know, Corey, you're playing really out of control. Try to slow things down. Stay more in control. Don't be such a spaz. Like, take this Xanax or whatever. But he never chills. He's always psycho, out of control.
He's the dude on the Mighty Ducks on the Global Games team that couldn't
stop.
He doesn't
have breaks.
Just really fast. Yeah. Never learned how to stop, though. Yeah.
Dude, that's kind of how Manu plays. He's so out of control.
Dude, yeah,
but Manu's mastered the art of...
Being out of control.
Chaos. He's like a beautiful painter.
Oh, shut up.
He is.
A beautiful bald painter.
Mm. You got to respect that old man.
Hey, you got some NBA action on Christmas Day.
Oh, shit.
I just got a Snapchat from some random person that said, Christmas banger tomorrow. Hit me up for details.
You going
like
to go?
Like a house party or something.
Hit him up.
I might hit him up. I don't know.
All right, on Christmas Day, we got 76ers Knicks.
Nope.
Wizards Celtics.
Okay.
It's a good Eastern Conference matchup. Timberwolves Lakers.
Yeah, all right.
Cavs Warriors.
No Curry, but...
But that's okay.
I'm still
be
watching.
Fun to watch.
Is he hurt? Yeah.
And then I say this without bias. Rockets Thunder will be the most fun game on that day.
Easily.
The Thunder are in a perpetual state of disappointment.
They looked good last night, I think.
But they had a good game last night. Very good game. Where the three, their big three, all kind of seem to care.
I think they're going to just kind of be up and down throughout the season. But they are a team I would not want to face in the playoffs.
What they're going to do is be like a 6-8 seed somewhere in there, and they're going to annoy the fuck out of somebody in the first round, but they're going to lose in the first round. That's what they're going to do.
Man. I would pay good money to see Rockets Thunder first round.
I will pay.
I would not want to see. If I was a Houston fan, I would not want that, but that would be really fun.
I accept this challenge. As a guy who's not on the court and would not have to handle the ball.
You accept it?
I accept.
Do you guys have any thoughts on the late game Timberwolves and Lakers being called by the entire Inside the NBA crew?
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is,
yeah.
This is an insane concept that they're trying out.
They've
here.
Never done this before.
So you're telling
how many
me
guys?
Ernie, Shaq, Kenny
and Chuck.
Yeah.
All four
and Chuck
them.
Are all going to be talking.
That's going to be entertaining.
Courtside.
Why wouldn't you tune into that?
I don't know how you – what are you going to be doing at 8:30 Central Time on
It's 9:30 Central Time.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Are you talking late. To Grandpa?
No, he's out. He's
the hell out of there.
Grandpa's asleep, bruh. You got to watch this Timberwolves-Lakers game to see if Chuck will say anything
that.
About white people. say something provocative into the camera.
You think they'll you know there's going to be – oh, man. You got to be ready for the screen capture. Because there's going to be some audio gold from that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Christmas Day NBA is fantastic. It's a wonderful tradition that they've... I will say that most of these stars that create a Christmas colorway of their shoe, they need to stop doing that.
Those Not a fan of that.
Those are hideous.
The term colorway bothers me.
That's okay. You'll get over it.
Hey, so after the Mavs won the title, I went to the Christmas Day Mavs-Cavs rematch.
Mavs-Cavs.
Yeah. It was, you know, because then they had previously beat the Cavaliers in the finals. The
of
LeBron.
Course, of course.
Not the Cavaliers. I'm an idiot. It's the Heat.
The Heat.
It was, you know, D-Wade, Bosh, LeBron. My dad, you know, we got tickets. We went Christmas Day, and they got blown. Mavs got blown out by like 40.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was still fun because it was, you know, I think they did the ring ceremony. But still, it was just an utter blowout.
I still can't believe the Mavs won that series.
Yeah.
They beat the big three Miami team.
Oh, yeah.
Good
Needed
for them.
That. Good for them.
Good for you.
Good for you, Dave.
Can't wait to get back there in the next 20 years or so.
Yeah. Takes a while.
Yeah.
That's all right. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, I'm going to be real patient. As we make trades for Rondo and pick up Chandler Parsons in the offseason, just all sorts of weird shit's gone on the last 6 years.
Those weren't great moves in hindsight. But you got to try shit in the NBA.
You got to get... Hey, Rondo looked like a good move on paper. I'll say that. Forgot that he's a complete dickhead.
What else is there on this... Please exit
Go back to the rundown, Micah.
Screen. Jesus Christ. Joel Embiid still has a sore back. And then... What does that say?
You meant Isaiah and Magic.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Him Zeke.
Huh? What?
People call him Zeke.
People Isaiah call Thomas? Isaiah Thomas Zeke?
Yeah.
That's no.
Zeke is short for Isaiah. Or it's. That's
Zeke
a thing.
Is short,
Zeke
for,
is
Ezekiel.
Short for Ezekiel. No, but people call
that
him
Zeke.
That
might be why they call him that, because isn't Isaiah
wrong.
Short for Ezekiel?
No.
All right, I don't care.
What's
Isaiah
happening?
Thomas, old Isaiah Thomas, not current Boston Celtic Isaiah Thomas, old Isaiah Thomas of the Detroit Pistons and Magic Johnson had this weird, awkward.
This is outrageous.
Who cares? Who cares? Forget it.
Is there any hotline calls?
Yeah, we got. Apparently, these are like the best ones we've ever had, which is
we're
funny
not
because
to hear
we're not going
to
be able to hear them. 800-392-6344 is our hotline number. We got three calls this week. Every week we play the best calls. You can ask us a question, leave us a take, talk about sports. 800-392-6344. Here's the first call for this week.
Jingle bells, Micah smells, Rochester laid an egg. Ross Bolin lost his bets and Dylan might be gay. Oh, jingle bells, Bolin yells, Bone Zone, you're a joke. Following their gambling advice will make you broke. Merry Christmas, backdoor cover.
That was awesome.
That was impressive.
Dude, what?
That was really good.
We should have just played that over and over as the whole episode.
Who is that man?
Yeah, whoever did that, thank you very much. Awesome. That just made my holiday.
But I'm not gay, by the way. But
so what if he's
okay.
gay? Yeah, if Dylan's if gay, am, that's so his right.
That's my business.
You're a big gay animal.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Because there's not.
You know, it's a really good thing, Dave, you're here to answer this question. This upcoming question. Here we go.
Hey, boys. It's Sean from the Pittsburgh area. Just wanted to call in and get your take on what is a catch in the NFL. Dylan, obviously, Dez caught it a few years back, but, I mean, what can I say? Heartbreaking defeat last night for the Steelers. It's Monday morning here. Just not feeling it. Don't want to go to work. Don't want to do anything. I want to know what a catch is. All right, take care. Do what you do.
I feel like you could go to the rule book.
No.
We had talked about it Monday.
Look, nobody cares what a catch is. Again, my take on this subject is that the league is better when no one knows. It's more fun that your game could be ruined at any time.
Bill thinks controversy is good for the game, and they intentionally make it that way.
Okay.
That's Bill's take.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, yeah, I get that. I don't like it because now every catch I get anxiety, especially, you know, as a Cowboy fan watching like Dez, kind of the, you know, one of the forefathers of the catch rule, and Terrence Williams, who body catches everything. So I get anxiety now as I'm watching our guys fall to the ground. I'm like, oh, you know, get to the line because I think he might have bobbled it or the ground might have shuffled it. I don't know what a catch is. I don't care. Nobody knows, and we're still talking about that game. Dude, aren't the Steelers – they've only got like four losses, right? Aren't they like – I mean, they're going to the playoffs.
I think they have three.
Calm down. Yeah, they have three.
I think so.
Well, okay. The thing that sucks about all this is that guys are just going to start catching the ball and hitting the dirt and curling up, basically. Like, what – you're going to get punished for trying to extend the play or get an extra yard or whatever.
Here's something. What's a worse rule? The current catch rule or the touchback rule? Like the David, what happened to David Carr? Extends for the pylon, fumbles it through the end zone, game over. Cowboys ball on the 20.
Which one is worse?
Which one do you like, you know, which one really sucks?
At least, here's the thing. At least I understand the touchback rule.
Like the touchback rule is extreme.
It is extreme.
It's extreme.
It's an extreme punishment.
You'd go from a touchdown to the ball being turned over and going 20 yards the other way. Like that's extreme.
Well, to be fair, David Carr, as an example, was not going to get a touchdown there. He let that thing go 12 inches in front of the
Well, they would have been
pylon.
On the 1
Wait,
yard
did we say
line.
David? Yeah, yeah. Did we say David Carr?
What's Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
Whatever, man.
David Carr, former Texas.
You love David Carr.
I think I said David Carr too.
One of those losers.
The first pick of the Texans franchise, David Carr.
He never got a fair shake. He got sacked 8 times a game.
He really did.
It was like me playing offensive line.
That would have been funny if you were playing.
Have you played in the
NFL? It was literally me.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
You're not built for it.
But what is a catch?
I don't know.
I'll tell you one thing, Dylan. You're a catch.
Oh, man.
You're a snack, Dylan.
Wow. You guys are really gassing me up today.
We have another call or what?
Yeah. Good. Fuck you, man.
Hey, could you explain to me why the Tennessee Titans suck so hard? I don't know if it's Marcus Mariota, you know, he just got back from a luau or what, but we're on a two game losing streak, and we're going to lose to the fucking Jaguars?
Dude,
the Jaguars.
Good.
Blake Bortles? UCF trash? God. Let me know what you think. Micah, put this on the air.
First of all, how old is that call? Because they certainly didn't play the Jags last week.
The Jags are good, by the way.
Look also, that up.
They have a great defense.
That might be like a 5-week-old call.
That's the best defense in the league.
At no point were the Titans teasing anybody by making us think they were good.
The Jags and Titans play this Sunday. Or actually, they don't play till New Year's Eve. So 2 Sundays from now.
No,
Micah.
They played already,
We want to know when the call, like how old that call was.
No, the Jags and Titans play in 2 weeks. I think you said they're going to lose.
But they definitely have played already. They're okay. In the same division. They play twice a year.
That's the
They
wolf.
Played each other in September. So I think this is just – I think he's saying they're going to lose the division to the Jaguars. I think that's where he's going with that.
Well, the Jags are very good, as we said. Their defense is unbelievable.
Make no mistake, Blake Bortles is not a good quarterback.
But his defense is
his
dope.
His defense is great. So he just has to not blow.
They have the best corner in the game.
So yeah, good. I've got some inside information. The Titans beat the Jags in September, 37-16.
Yeah, maybe he's just talking about the division or some shit.
Right.
I don't know.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Don't you... I heard that little slur you threw in there, sir.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Anti-Hawaiian slur?
Yeah, what's your problem, man?
This podcast, I'm a guest here, but I feel free to say, friend of the Hawaiians, back to...
We are anti-luau slander.
I love Hawaiians.
I'm a big fan of the luau.
Like his brother is Hawaiian.
A big fan of getting a good lay thrown around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to a luau? Like on the beach with like a pig roast and all that shit?
No.
I haven't either. It sounds like a dope time, though. I wouldn't blame Mariota for going to one.
I would go.
I went to a crawfish boil one time, though, on the coast of Texas.
It's the same thing.
It was basically the same thing.
You know why the Titans suck? Because you touch yourself at night.
Yeah.
That's why.
I have some very unsurprising breaking news.
Tiger Woods is hurt?
Oh, no, no. It's about sexual harassment. I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh about this.
Is it
Barkley?
No, it's Michael Irvin.
Oh
my God, no way.
A former NFL Network personality named Erin McParland tells Sports Illustrated about Michael Irvin. She also said that she was harassed by someone else, but here's what she said about Irvin. I went on to tell Michael Irvin had also made inappropriate gestures and comments, how once on the set of NFL Game Day, he grabbed my waist while I was powdering him on the set during a commercial break. I was mortified. Not only was that unwanted attention not acceptable, I was worried everyone else witnessing might thought it was okay or worse, even welcome. From then on, my guard with Michael was up. I went out of my way to avoid him, and if I did have to work with him, I'd remind myself and I'd remind him, quote, to not touch. In what world is it normal for someone to have to remind their coworker to not touch them?
You tell us, Micah.
What's that supposed to mean, Dave?
You're a toucher.
You don't listen to the Touching Base podcast. That's what it means.
He records it.
Yeah, he doesn't listen, though. He's over there playing Jenga or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's what he does. Most of the time, he doesn't know what we're talking about.
Well, that's not good for the playmaker. Honestly, though.
So now who does the NFL Network stuff?
They should just bring y'all on.
They just have Kurt Warner left.
It's just Kurt Warner.
That's it.
Kurt Warner and his wife.
Wholesome
that's
Kurt
it.
Warner.
They could just play that footage of you giving takes on the longest runs ever over and over.
Swollen Dylan.
I nailed that.
Puffy face Dylan.
Yeah, that was not a good look for me.
Well, we really want to thank everybody for tuning in with us today. I'm going to go home and take a bunch of Advil. Because my head hurts from all the hammering that's been taking place above us. David, it was really an honor and a pleasure to sit here with
always,
you and talk
Dave.
About sports.
Man, it was so fun talking sports at DC Ruff on Instagram, at D Carter Ruff on Twitter and Snap. If you enjoyed my sports takes, you will get pretty much none on any of those accounts. But
that's good to know.
You'll get the occasion. I'll do some Cowboys tweeting.
You'll make a joke here and there about the sports.
Dude, fan bases get... People come at you if you go at their teams. I don't know how you did. I guess that's kind of your thing, though. But I get it in mine. I tweeted about SMU last night, and some guy DM'd me and gave me a whole breakdown of, like, their current, like, the Sonny Dykes situation. I was like, I really was just doing a joke, man.
Yeah, it's just a tweet, bro. Chill.
Yeah, it's just Twitter. We're having
that's
fun.
I just tell everybody to suck my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Which works out nicely.
Suck a hot one, folks.
All right, we'll be back after the holidays. You have a good luck. You have good luck to you this holiday season.
We love you all dearly.
We do. We really do. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. We hope you get good stuff for Christmas. Spend all the money you get on manoutfitters.com.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's the